Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report. You know, we're going to start out with international events in the first hour of the show, and the reason we're going to do that is obviously because what's going on, not only in the Ukraine, but around the world, really merits a certain amount of discussion, because this thing could be really, really big. We did some editorials earlier in the week with Bob Moriarty. Bob feels that because of the the economic situation around the world, whether you're talking the United States, whether you're talking Venezuela, Argentina, the UK, what have you, there are enough similarities that all of this could be leading to some very, very significant civil unrest. Well, obviously, the most obvious civil unrest during the week was in the Ukraine. It's hopefully that's going to get settled, but boy, I tell you, I really wonder how many more people are going to get killed before that thing does get settled out. But having said that, we've got Glenn Downs on the line with us. You know, and Glenn, the first question that I would like to ask you is, what's the scuttlebutt around Washington, D.C. right now? I mean, you know, what are you and your colleagues talking about when you run into each other in the hallways, etc.? Is this kind of on everybody's lips right now?
Well, first of all, Big Al, thanks for having me back. And no, actually, the real truth is it's not really on the radar screen of the typical person I run into on Capitol Hill or around Washington. Or if it is on their radar screen, it tends to be in the context of looking through the prism of the Cold War, that this is a dispute. What's going on in the Ukraine is a dispute between Vladimir Putin, who's trying to reestablish the old Soviet Union, and the Democratic West, that's trying to preserve freedom and democracy everywhere we can. And that's a pretty simplistic way, I think, of looking at things, but that's the way most people in official Washington are looking at them. There's certainly the State Department and internationalist friends on Capitol Hill, like Senator McCain and others, who are, you know, have a very interventionist bent, who have a narrative that they're trying to promote that reinforces that general feeling. But no, Al, as a general rule, people aren't, I don't think, really connecting the dots here the way they need to.
Glenn, I would agree with you in that the info on the Ukraine and the chatter, even up here in Canada, we're not focusing too much on it, mostly because I think it's not directly impacting or affecting the political parties or our way of life over here. Now, that's not to say that it couldn't spill over and really start to impact us, but right now, I personally think that the U.S. wants to kind of focus on their domestic issues. We saw what happened in Syria. They did not come out looking good after that conflict was kind of resolved. But as you mentioned off air, that's also still kind of going on. So do you think that the U.S. is just going to wait back until they are drawn into a position? Or do you think that this chatter might start up more the longer this conflict continues?
Well, I think, Corey, that there are people here, there are institutions here in Washington, D.C., who are very much focused on what's going on in the Ukraine. But what I was describing was the typical person. But the people who are very much involved in this are, I think, are kind of viewing what's going on in the Ukraine at a bare minimum as being part of the so-called great game, where they are, the world is a geopolitical chessboard, kind of like the game, the board game Risk, where people try to take over the world. And I think there probably is truth to the notion that Putin is trying to at least put some sort of a buffer zone between himself and the European Union and his friends. And on the other hand, the European Union and his friends are trying to kind of push in and move their values and systems, whatever you think of them, in towards Putin. So, but I do think Brother Bob Moriarty is onto something, though, Al, here, because as we discussed off air, obviously there is whatever's going on, whatever the true nature of what's going on in the Ukraine is, is. Elsewhere in the world, simultaneously in South America, in Venezuela, in Argentina, in Asia, over in Thailand, the conflict in Syria never has ended. It's died down in many ways, but it never has ended. You're seeing significant political unrest and unraveling in Italy, and Greece continued, it never has really stopped, and now in Turkey. So as you put all these things together, these are all happening at the same time. So if Vladimir Putin went away tomorrow, that wouldn't solve all these other things. And with the fact that all these other unravelings seem to be occurring more or less simultaneously is indicative, to me at least, of a pattern. And when you see a pattern, I think people need to really take heed because something's going on.
I think people really do need to take heed, Glenn, because I think something really is going on. You know, my initial commentary on this unfolding of events, for lack of better terms, when we read about Argentina, when we read about Venezuela, I thought to myself, well, people aren't really going to take that seriously because the average guy in the street simply can't relate to Venezuela. The average, you know, the average person in the street really can't really invest in Argentina. They have no idea what's going on in Argentina. I'm here to tell you, Argentina is one of the most enjoyable countries that my wife and I have ever visited. Incredibly European, incredibly sophisticated in terms of Buenos Aires anyway. But having said that, but when this thing expands to the point where you've got fairly significant social unrest, A, in Italy, B, in Greece, and we're going to talk about that in the next segment, and now in the Ukraine, I would have to think that it would strike anybody with a modicum of common sense that there really is a pattern kind of unfolding here, and that pattern is the causative factor is purely and simply people are getting scared because their sense of well-being based on economics, for lack of better terms, is dwindling away, don't you think?
Well, for sure. Listen, in a lot of countries today, and to a very large extent in our own country today, what passes for economic activity is really what economists would call rent-seeking. You're getting favors from the government. You're getting a special carve-out from the government. So some people are doing very, very well, but an awful lot of those people who are doing very, very well are doing very well as a result of bailouts from the government, a blind eye towards, in some cases, criminal behavior, where firms get caught in criminal activities, nobody gets prosecuted, there's simply a fine, and the fine goes to enrich the coffers of the government. So meanwhile, the average guy or average gal is finding that they don't have economic activity or economic opportunity, rather. So you see in the aggregate data, it might look like things are kind of muddling along. But for some people, they're doing very, very well, and other people are doing very, very badly. Now, I'm not talking in this language of Occupy Wall Street and the 1% and all that. If somebody through the sweat of their own brow or they're risking their own capital or come up with some brilliant invention to become trillionaires, I applaud them. But when people see certain people who are cronies getting enriched, frankly, they feel like their own expense, then eventually this stuff bubbles over. And that seems to be something of a commonality in some of these places where you're beginning to see physical unrest on the streets.
And it's kind of, you know, I got to tell you, it's getting to be very, very real and very frightening. We're going to be right back with Glenn Downs.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting with Glenn Downs right now. You know, Glenn, something that's coming out of this that I find to be a little bit concerning, to say the least, is what's going on in Greece with the Golden Dawn political party. Now, I'm not making any accusations here. I'm just saying I think this is something that everybody really needs to consider. Okay, what is the Golden Dawn political party? Well, they ran a campaign during the Greek national elections in 2012 based on concerns for unemployment, austerity and the economy, as well as virulent anti-immigration rhetoric, which gained a large increase in support from the Greek electorate. Now, I don't want to say that history is guaranteed to repeat itself, you know, but economic conditions do funny things. One could say that Hitler got into power in part because of economic conditions. Glenn, any comments on that?
Well, I guess I have a few, Al. I've been over to Europe a number of times in recent years and had the chance to meet with political officials of all political parties over there, at least the established political parties. And it's interesting that it is almost been an article of faith in post-World War II Europe that a quote-unquote unified Europe is a great force for peace and prosperity. And you can see everything from conservative established parties to very liberal established parties. And that is just an article of faith. And it's very difficult. I was stunned at how deep that was felt by at least the political elites in these countries. And it would to say that to challenge the very notion that yielding sovereignty from your particular country to Brussels was a bad thing. To even make that assertion was considered almost just like trying to change the King James Bible. They've been steeped and marinated in this stuff for 70 years. So even though they started seeing the European experiment begin to fray on the edges right before their eyes, you see, you know, the euro is a very badly conceived currency, as your listeners would obviously be aware of. And then people having their lives micromanaged and their country's fates dictated from Brussels is something that you're going to start having this natural backlash against. And because the established political parties have resisted yielding to this pan-European dream, it's given aid and comfort to these new parties that come up, some of which are just great and others which are a little worrying. But when you have situations like David Cameron in Great Britain, who pledged, he promised, solemnly promised that when he was running, that if he was elected, he would hold a referendum in Great Britain on the future of that country's membership in the EU. As soon as he got in, he reneged on the promise. You know, they go to these EU meetings and these G7 meetings and G20 meetings and all of that. And they're part of that club and they don't want to get out of that club. At least the political elites don't. So as a result, you know, you have a guy who's the prime minister of your country swear to you he's going to do something, then he doesn't do it. So naturally people begin to turn to other parties. So to a very large extent, if the parties and the political forces in Europe that don't like the rise of whether it's the Golden Dawn or Alternative for Deutschland, Alternative for Germany and Germany, UK Independence Party, Marine Le Pen's party in France, and others, the Eurosceptic parties, they're called, rising up across Europe, and some of which are, they've got various political stripes, but they tend to be right of center as a rule. But if you don't like those parties, my contention would be, if you're one of the political elites in Europe, you have no one but yourself to blame. Your own experiment is failing right before your eyes, but rather than modify your experiment or acknowledge national sovereignty, you sort of double down on your pan-European, your integrated European dream. So unless the powers that be yield, I see, whether it's Golden Dawn, whatever you think of them, or somebody else, I think that they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Glenn, when I was doing some research into the Golden Dawn Party, a couple things struck me. First off, just the long laundry list of violence that surrounds this party, much like a lot of these other parties that gain popularity in these very tough times, especially when countries and economies are struggling the way they do. And the other thing that really struck me was the recent results from some of the elections that have been held there. Back in 2012, essentially, the Golden Dawn had had no votes coming in the prior or back in 2009. Then all of a sudden they gained over 400,000 votes and about 7% of the overall population, which is a massive jump for any party to experience just in one voting process. So that almost scares me looking forward that these guys actually stand a better chance than I would hope they did. Just by the amount of votes and the interest that they have right now. What do you have to say about that?
Well, the for the major established parties, and there are multiple, many, as you know, Corey, and most of the European countries, there are more than two parties that are viable and represented in government. If it's reform or die, or reform or, if not die, reform or give credence to new parties of any kind of type. And so even if there are elements or aspects of some of these new parties that people like you and I may find troubling, if people can't find answers anywhere else, they're going to turn to them. And so, again, I think the political elites in Europe bear a great deal of responsibility for continuing to push a failed experiment well beyond its expiration date.
You know, I got to tell you, Glenn, it really has been, in my opinion, a bit of a failed experiment, you know, to say the least. I mean, you know, you look, all you have to do, for God's sakes, is look at the majority of the members of the European Economic Community. You know, I mean, Germany's doing okay, aside from the fact that they're not getting the gold back that they demand, that they demanded that the United States give to them. But, you know, you can't tell me that Italy, Spain, and Greece, and France, I mean, they are not doing that well. And when you have a situation like that, you know, it breeds what's going on right now. Glenn, I want to give you the final word, man.
I'm a great believer in commerce, trade, interaction between countries, but that does not equal political union. And so the Europeans are going to be facing a point where they're going to have to either have either greater integration or begin to come apart. And that's going to be the question that they have to deal with and that will affect the entire world.
Glenn, you're becoming a regular on our show. We really appreciate your input. Looking forward to chatting with you next week. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter
matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Glenn Downs, very, very interesting guy. Glad to have him as a regular on our show. Corey and I both thoroughly enjoy talking to the man. Somebody else who we thoroughly enjoy talking to is Bob Moriarty. Bob, as of this recording, which is 2:07 Pacific Standard Time, happy days are here again. Everything has fallen again below the surface in Kiev. They got the peaceful protesters have decided to take the initiative and be good guys, right?
Are we watching the same peaceful protests? Because the peaceful protests that I saw were different than the peaceful protests that President Obama saw. He was talking about the nice protesters who were looking for freedom and democracy, and the guys that I saw were throwing Molotov cocktails and shooting police and throwing bricks at them. Are we talking about the same guys?
Well, I'm talking about, you know, the video that was on YouTube that, you know, the young lady, in 3 minutes, all she said is, all we're looking for is freedom, you know. I have a question for you. Wasn't the last election in the Ukraine a democratic election?
Absolutely. It was a lot more fair than elections in the United States. And when you see something as slick and it's moving to the emotions as that videotube of that young woman, the correct name for that is disinformation. Now, I'm not taking sides. I'm not saying they're good guys, and I'm not saying they're bad guys, and I'm not saying the Russians are bad or the Polish are bad or the Americans are bad. This whole thing goes back to basic economics. People in the Ukraine, like people in Greece, Spain, and Italy, and France, are unemployed, and they're angry. So they're going to get even with the government, and they want change. Now, the problem with that is there's nothing the government can do because the government's already bankrupt. The riots in Thailand are because the Thai government promised to pay the rice farmers a subsidy on rice, and now they have mountains of rice they can't sell, and the farmers haven't got paid, and they're angry. Now, this is why it's going to spread everywhere, including the United States, and Kiev is nothing but a rehearsal for what's going to happen in the United States, except the United States is going to be 100 times more bloody.
Bob, I find it interesting that you say it's all due to economic factors, because I completely agree with you, and it's also all due to the government's inability to follow through on what they're promising. We see it all over the world. Governments get elected into power by making these outrageous promises that, looking back on them, even looking forward when they make these promises, an economist would say, there's absolutely no way this can happen. And then it finally just boils over to the people when they don't have jobs, they don't feel like they can trust their government, and then they start to riot. Sounds a lot like the U.S., doesn't it?
Well, here's what's funny. I mean, Obama is so two-faced. He was accusing Russia of interfering in the internal affairs of the Ukraine. But the Ukraine used to be part of Russia, and the eastern half of the Ukraine, pretty much people still speak Russian, and the people would like to have closer ties with Russia. It's the United States that has absolutely no interest whatsoever in what's going on there. Now, Assistant Secretary of State Nuland, who was caught saying, screw the EU, but using different terms for it, absolutely was saying, okay, we want this guy running the country. We don't want this guy. So the United States got caught with their pants down, interfering in the internal affairs of the Ukraine. And it's going to be interesting to see what the death toll proves to be. I'm going to suggest that at the end of the day, there were probably 150 people killed. And I'm going to tell you, probably 100 of them were rioters and probably 50 of them were police. Had that been in the United States, there would be 1,500 people killed, and there would be one policeman killed by friendly fire and 1,499 protesters.
You know, it's interesting in the news here, coming from the UK, specifically from the Telegraph, London Telegraph, is that came out on the news initially that the president of the Ukraine claimed a deal had been reached after all-night talks brokered by European foreign ministers. But France, Germany, and Poland came out and said it's not even close to being definitive yet. Talks are going to resume, you know, at lunchtime, their time. The opposition hasn't commented yet whether or not this is actually the case. But it's interesting how the news came out initially that happy days are here again. What do you think about that?
Well, what you're hearing is propaganda. Virtually everything that we hear in the United States comes from five different networks that are owned by a very small group of people. We're not getting news at all. We're getting propaganda. And this whole thing from the 3-minute videotape of the young woman, and you got to give them credit. That was very professionally done. It really tugged at the heartstrings. But it's propaganda. It's disinformation. The picture of the protester with a hunting rifle looking for snipers. He wasn't looking for snipers. He was a sniper. But all readers have to do is take a look at protesters. Guys, those were not peaceful protesters. If that happened in the United States, and those guys have been occupying that square for 3 months, okay, there would be 10,000 dead people. Okay, they'd be taking bodies off with bulldozers if it was in the United States. So it was a lot more peaceful than it's going to be in the United States, and nowhere near as bloody as it's going to be in the United States. But the heart of the matter is Governments are spending more money than they're taking in. They're spending too much. They're promising too much. And you don't hear any government in the world saying we need to stop making promises that we can't fulfill. It's going to happen everywhere. Now, the problem with the protesters is, okay, they overthrow the government, but nothing's changed. The new government, I don't care who's in the new government can't afford to pay the promises. We need to go back to economics 101. We need to have governments spend no more than they can possibly take in and stop making promises they can't fulfill.
Well, the one question I have for you going along that mindset of the governments need to stop spending money they don't have and stop making promises they can't fulfill, how are they going to get elected, or how can they compete with the other countries around the world that continue to do this?
Well, here's what's going to happen. When you've got about 10,000 public officials hanging from light posts with a noose around their neck, people are going to say, well, maybe we should stop lying to the public. The interesting thing about what's happening in the Ukraine, it's just as true in Thailand, just as true in Argentina, just as true in Venezuela. The governments have been lying, okay? When there have been enough riots and enough people have died, and it's going to be bloody and it's going to be bad, the government's going to start saying, okay, well, maybe we need to get real. Maybe we need to stop doing what we've been doing for 50 years. And believe me, I mean, anybody that thinks it's over in the Ukraine hadn't even started.
So that's the exact reason that Kathy and I live in the middle of nowhere. Closest grocery store to us is a small rural grocery store, which is 22 miles away. My wife felt very strongly that she did not want to be in an atmosphere similar to Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington, when it really hit the fan. And, you know, you guys both know Kathy. She's got her head screwed on right, etc. She's not a wild-eyed conservative or a wild-eyed liberal. She's just a woman who has a whole lot of common sense. And that's the exact reason that we also moved up here. Robert, thanks for your time, bud. You know, Corey, some people think that Bob is a bit of an alarmist, but I got to tell you, I don't think so at all, and it saddens me to say that. Any comments?
I think Bob's a very smart guy. He does look at the world with a very skeptical point of view, but he's been around long enough that I always have time for what Bob has to say.
We're going to be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report. Corey and I are switching horses a little bit right now in the sense that we're going to talk a little bit about political philosophy. We have Jeff Deist on the line with us. Jeff is a longtime member of our team here at the Cornell Economics Report. He's a good friend, and he is now the president of the Mises Institute, which is in Auburn, Alabama. We have never really broached the subject of what a libertarian is per se, and I want to do that right now because I just kind of assumed that anybody with any common sense would have that particular political bent. Really would like to get some commentary from you folks out there as to how you feel about this particular political movement, for lack of better terms. You know, Jeff, as I have always understood, being a libertarian simply means you believe in small government, simply means that you believe in not legislating morality, you believe in letting people do whatever the heck they want to do, assuming it isn't detrimental to somebody else, assuming that they, you know, their actions don't hurt other people, which I think is a little, I think that's an interesting observation on my part, only because I would have to say that many of the actions of the two mainstream parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, do actually hurt other people. But first of all, give us just a brief overview on what it means to be a libertarian, would you?
Well, it's really quite a loaded question.
Okay.
To be a libertarian really encompasses a few different elements. First, there's sort of philosophical libertarianism. There's political libertarianism as well. And then I think that there is legal libertarianism. In other words, what the law itself ought to be. First and foremost, a libertarian is anybody who advocates liberty. And, of course, everybody seems to have a different definition of what liberty is. From my perspective, liberty is the absence of state coercion. It means the government can't come along and force you to do things or force you to not do things or take your money or regulate you or put you in jail or do any of the things the government does. Now, liberty to a lot of people on the so-called progressive side of the coin seems to mean liberty from, you know, having to pay for your own health care, having to buy groceries, or having to have any problems in life. So we have to be very careful when we define liberty, because so many people want to claim the libertarian mantle, and from my perspective, so few of them, you know, really understand what it means. But, you know, libertarianism is not an economic philosophy. Libertarianism is more of a conclusion that many people arrive at as a result of studying economics and what seems to work best in the field of economics. But it's not an economic position per se. It's really a philosophical, political, and legal position that says, you know, have as little state as possible or no state if possible, and go from there. In other words, liberty is in many ways a means to an end. It's not an end in and of itself. It's a way to create a society where people are free to live and prosper as best they can, as opposed to a society which is really governed and run by a central state.
Jeff, you bring up a good point that libertarianism isn't a defined set of rules or a so-called, say, structured belief system. There are some gray areas because everybody does have their own theory and their own idea of what personal liberty should be about. But how I understand it is it's not about not having any government. It's just about having government take a bit of a seat to the side of you living your life to allow you to be free and do what you think is best for yourself, correct?
Sure. And obviously there are differences among people who call themselves libertarians as to how much government, if any, is proper or needed in a libertarian society. I would say two things really are the hallmark of a real libertarian. One is an acceptance of what people call the non-aggression principle, which is that, you know, humans are free to act and do as they wish, provided that they don't initiate force or fraud against another individual. So, you know, the principle of non-aggression. The second, I think, key fundamental libertarian position is that property rights are the basis for a libertarian society, and that includes physical property rights sort of over your own body, but also the things that your body creates, how you make a living and the fruits of your labor, so to speak. So and your home, your personal property, et cetera. So I think property rights and the non-aggression principle are the two hallmarks of what I would term, you know, real libertarianism.
You know, it's interesting. I used to have this discussion with my parents when I was just a kid, and just a lot of things just absolutely made common sense to me. What do I mean by that? Well, for example, legislating morality, I think, is something that should not be done. You know, at the risk of getting overly religious here, God gave us free will, and I maintain that anybody who can do really whatever they want, as long as they don't negatively affect the person next to them, okay, or anybody for that matter. I mean, if a person wants to totally mess up their lives by, you know, getting into drugs, etc., if they want to ride a motorcycle without a helmet, if they want to drive a car without a seatbelt, that's their individual prerogative to do that, in my opinion, and I've always felt that way. To me, that just made sense, and I really have to take issue with people who feel that, for example, in the United States, we need a big government because society is not able to take care of themselves. That's an interesting comment, and I have a lot of friends who feel that way. You know, Big Al, we need to have big government because society is not capable to take care of itself. It needs people to tell them what to do. I'd like to know what you folks out there think about that, and then Jeff, I'd like to get your opinion on this.
Well, the question becomes, why do we need so much government? And in part, it's because government has for many, or at least government in the United States, has for many decades now infantilized people by treating them as children and by propping them up and subsidizing them and paying their way. But look, I'm convinced that a libertarian society would be a far less libertine society than the one we've got now, for the simple reason that a libertarian society would be ordered, human affairs would be ordered around family, around civic and social institutions, around religious institutions, around markets. And all of those institutions, unlike the state, you know, actually require some level of individual accountability and responsibility for one's own actions. In other words, if you alienate your family or your neighbors or your community, then you may find yourself ostracized. You may find yourself facing a hard time in life, whereas government, with its largesse, tends to say, well, it doesn't matter that you screwed up your life or that you're a drug addict. You know, here we will subsidize you. We will prop you up in some manner. So the idea that without government strictures, we would become a society much more full of drug users, much more full of people who would make bad decisions, not wear seat belts, not wear helmets, smoke too much, drink too much, eat too much, whatever it might be. I think that's false. I think that in a libertarian society, you would find that personal responsibility rules the day. And I think you would find actually a society that was ordered much better than the society we have today in America.
Jeff, I find it a bit sad right now that society and the government looks on its citizens as needing this help and that they can't sort out their own problems, which I believe people can sort out their own problems. And libertarianism, it seems like we're talking very much from an individual standpoint here, but it is also about helping out your neighbor and helping people kind of move along and enhance their liberty through community events, is it not?
Well, absolutely. And to have charitable impulses, of course, you have to have a wealthy society that has the ability to provide charity to begin with. And there's no question, it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt, that from an economic perspective, a libertarian society creates the most wealth and hence the greatest ability for people to be charitable. But I think that the most communitarian element in any society is markets. Marketplaces are where billions of people come together every day of the week, peacefully, and interact with each other without force. So I think that the notion that we need government to make us more communitarian is absolutely false.
Well, I would have to agree with that in the sense that I think that people, and something that your former boss, Dr. Paul, and I used to talk about years ago when I first met him, is he said, you know, you got to have faith in society. And he said, too many people don't have faith in society. Too many people think that human beings are inherently evil. And I have to agree with that. I think that too many people do feel that way. And I think that that's one of the things that is holding back our country. I mean, I think our country is in big, big trouble right now. And I mean, from an economic standpoint, from a social standpoint, et cetera, et cetera. And I think the philosophy that we're talking about here is something that could really ultimately get us out of this mess. Here's a million-dollar question, ladies and gentlemen. Really would like to know through the blog what you folks think. We're going to be right back with Jeff Deist after the break for the news, and we're going to continue this discussion.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.